Now come to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
There are 17 members present. Senators Tillian and Ferguson are excused.
Chair by the chaplain, Father Bale Sorrow.
Let us pray. The days are numerous, Lord God, when our offering to you is what we would have you see as our best. But you see us at face value, unadorned by heroism, frequently worn down by routine, too often crusty and irritable. Beneath all of that, you draw up from within us the springs of freshness, life, and hope. Receive one more time this morning, Lord, the offering of the lives and talents of the senators of Alaska. And may this offering be used to the greatest good of the state and your greater glory. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 127th legislative day.
Senator Kutula.
President Lewin asks unanimous consent. General, the approved read.
Senator Kutula moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Ullman.
President, I request permission to call an introduction.
You have the floor.
In the gallery behind me is the Director of Parks and Recreation from the City of Bethel, Mr. David Blanchett.
Further introductions? Messages from the Governor.
President,
Senator Stanley. Just from the Governor.
Message of May 17. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 917, amended Senate, Chapter 69, and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 274, Special Appropriation for Fire Service Training, Chapter 70. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. There was a message of May 14th on the veto of House Bill Number 686.
Every senator, I think, has a copy of the governor's second message on House Bill 686. That will be placed in the journal.
There is an answering message of May 17, 1976, to Governor Hammond from President Croft.
Senator should have a copy of that. Without objection, that will be placed in the journal.
There are no other messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of May 17, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 17, permits for construction of trapping cabins, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill Number 17. Message of May 17, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill Number 917, disaster relief for Western Alaska, thus adopting House Bill Number 917, amended Senate. Message of May 17, the House has passed Senate Bill Number 365, licensing of cosmetologists and hairdressers, and returning. This has been sent for enrolling. Message of May 17, the House has passed Second Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 215, navigable or public waters, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Second Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 215, and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 215.
Senator Kutula moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 215. Is there discussion?
Senator
Navigable water.
Mr. present.
Senator Cotillo?
Senator Cotillo, second-hand, understand that the amendments are acceptable, so I'd ask unanimous consent.
Senator Cotillo asks unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 215. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate's concurred in the House amendment.
Message of May 17. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 661 amended, guiding activity, with the following amendment. House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 661 and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Cotillo?
President, I would move the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill, committee substitute for Senate Bill 661.
Senator Cotillo moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 661. Senator,
I understand Cotillo. It just changed to 30 to 90 days, and that's the only substantive change, and I'd ask unanimous consent.
Senator Cotillo, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments. Is there objection? Without objection, that's concurred in the House amendments.
Message of May 17. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 547, teacher retirement fractional credit, with the following amendment. House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 547, finance, amended House, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Couture?
President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 547. I've spoken to a principal party involved in this, say that the bill is acceptable as a fractional credit bill. I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Cotillo moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 547. Is there objection? Without objection, concurred in the House amendments.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 557, finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to utilities and state rights of way, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 588, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to occupational safety and health, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Management.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 573, Rules, by the Rules Committee, an act extending the term of the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council.
Community and Regional Affairs.
House Bill Number 580, amended, re-engrossed, by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing the Talkeetna Mountain State Park.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 600, Rules, amended by the Rules Committee, an act relating to presumptive sentencing for certain violent felonies.
Judiciary, Health, Education, and Social Services.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 756 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to survivor benefits under the Public Employees Retirement System, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, and I'd ask the chairman of that committee to check it for a possible financial referral.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 870 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communication.
We have a letter dated May 16 from Thomas B. Stewart. Dear President Kroc, passage by the legislature of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 98 in honor of my father, Benjamin Duane Stewart, was an action for which all the members of our Stewart family are deeply grateful. The resolution was uniquely framed, eloquently worded, and noted a great many of his major contributions to the territory and the state of Alaska for over 60 years of activity in the governmental and civic affairs of Alaska. By coincidence, SCR 98 came in his 98th year, both attributing to the length of his productive and rich life. The members of our family now living outside of Alaska have advised me of their sincere appreciation for this tribute which the legislature has paid to his memory. On behalf of all our family, I express our wholehearted thanks for this thoughtful gesture, including the sending of copies of the resolution to us all. Please convey to the members of the Senate our sincere gratitude. Cordially yours, signed Thomas B. Stewart. That's our only communication.
Reports of standing committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 590, Retirement, Disability, and Death Benefits, Certain Employees of Fish and Game. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and the committee substitute do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ray Chairman, concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Tamps, and Poland. There's no further referral. Senate Bill 590.
President, there is a letter of intent that accompanies the committee report, and I would move an act of unanimous consent to approve the letter of intent in the journal.
Senator Ray moves an act of unanimous consent. The letter of intent be placed in the journal without objection. The letter of intent be placed in the journal. The bill be referred to the Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 930, making supplemental appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ray Chairman, concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Chance, and Poland. There's no further referral.
Move.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 646, Finance, amended, selection of architects, engineers, and surveyors for state projects. And the committee recommends replacement with the State Affairs Committee substitute offered earlier. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Chance recommend a due pass. Senators Butrovich, Sackett, and Poland sign no recommendation. There's no further referral.
Approved.
Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 583, amended, relating to oil and gas taxes. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Butrovich recommend due pass. Senators Sackett, Chance, and Poland sign no recommendation. There is no further referral.
Rule.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have none.
Introduction of resolutions.
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
And no bills.
We don't have a daily count, Senator Ray.
President, this time I would like to take up reconsideration of Senate Bill 14.
We have before us in third reading Senate Bill 14.
Letter,
read the title of the bill first. Secretary, read it.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 14, Commerce, an act relating to agricultural land.
Senator Ray moves the national unanimous consent that Senate Bill 14 be returned to the Rules Committee. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 14 is returned to the Rules Committee. That concludes the daily consent of
the
Senate Standard B.
President, I would move an action as consent for 5 minutes recess.
Senator Bill, move an action as consent for 5 minutes recess. Call the chair for approximately 5 minutes. Without objection.
Come to order. Without objection, we'll revert to reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 615, Finance, bonds for cost of capital improvements to fish and game facilities. And a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute, and the Senate committee substitute do pass. The report is signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, concurred in by Senators Rohde, Croft, Rader, and Butrovich. Senator Orsini signed, no recommendation. There's a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committee.
Have a free conference committee report dated May 18. President, Mr. Speaker, the second conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had Senate Bill Number 334, enabling a mutual bank to invest in property improvement note not in excess of $10,000, and House committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 334, housing notes and security deposits under consideration, recommends that third free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate Bill 334, entitled An Act Relating to Housing and Property Improvement Notes and Providing for an Effective Date, be adopted. Senate members signing, Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senator Katula, and Senator Sackett, House members, Representative Greening, Chairman, Representative Parker, and Representative Burian. This is the third report, no, correction, second report by the Second Free Conference Committee on this bill.
Senator Rudy?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accept the Second Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 334.
Senator Rudy moves the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report. You have the floor.
Mr. President, the problem that we encountered with the bill was the 100% provision, which allowed cooperatives to be loaned money at 100% of value. After consideration, it was changed to 95%, the same requirement for VA loans and a number of other loans in the state, which will allow people to get into cooperatives if they so wish at a reasonable down payment. With regard to the other aspect of the Free Conference Committee report, which was questioned last time, and that is the ability of the commissioner to make purchases of mortgages for housing cooperatives without a specific loan fund being set up. I talked with the commissioner, and he says presently he has that authority in the area of conventional mortgages and does in fact purchase $30 million in conventional mortgages each year. And the language granting him authority in the area of cooperatives is no different than the authority which he already has in other fields of conventional mortgages. And he has no objections and gives cooperatives might well prove to be advantageous, especially if our housing market is sometimes slumps. And it may also be advantageous for certain low-income groups who can put housing cooperatives together at a reasonable price.
Senator Moore?
Inquiry to Senator Rhodes. Has the commissioner had an opportunity to review the report? Has he indicated his support for it?
Senator Rhodey?
This question to the chair in response to Senator Noda's question. He has reviewed the report and he does support it. He feels that it's not a great deal different than the authority he already has and feels that the statute as it would be in a free conference committee report would work very well.
Further discussion? Senator Wright?
With the chair, there's only 95% down payment is always required a veteran's loan. Is that always required a agricultural loan? Is that always required a fisherman's loan? Is 5%? To Senator Rhodey, I guess. Or Senator Katula, suppose I'm wrong.
Senator Katula?
I can't answer the good senator, depending on the type of loan. Secure a chattel, sometimes it's 100%. Mr. President, this is not untypical of the mortgage market. There's even a mortgage market now at 95% for conventional banks. I know, and I didn't realize it, but I'm in the process of construction of the facility, and the 95% loan for resale is told me that it would be available to a qualified purchaser at the facility I'm constructing.
Senator Ray?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate all the hard work the Free Conference Committee has put in on this, and I admire their stubbornness in doing exactly what they thought was best for everybody, but I can't support their efforts.
Further discussion? Ready? Senator Chen?
May I ask once again, which loan programs is already have the provision to loan up to 95%? That seems like a high amount to me. Seems more like 75% would be better, but I understood Senator Rugg said there were some other loan programs that do have the provision of up to 95%. Which one are they?
Further, this is Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, to the chair, in response to Senator Chance's question, the VA is one. There are others. I didn't talk with the commissioner in detail on them, so I can't honestly tell you specifically which loans under which conditions they're responsible. The 95% figure is important for a lot of Alaskans because without a large down payment, it's impossible for many people to get into a house. And this would allow people for 5% of the value of the house, which still may be a considerable amount when you're talking about a house under $50,000 being almost non-existent,
you're talking about a fairly sizable investment for that person who may be one of modest means in that house. And the 95% requirement, especially in the rising market for Alaskan real estate, is seems to me very reasonable and in line with other programs, and one which will allow Alaskans of moderate means to obtain houses.
Senator Miller?
Mr. President, it's my understanding that the highest loan to veterans, which is the most generous program we have, is 90%. However, under the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, there are loans which I believe go into the 95% category, if I'm not mistaken, which are for moderate and low-income housing loans. So we do have a 95% program, as I recall, but it's through a subsidiary corporation, state rather than direct, but we do get into that figure.
Further discussion? Be ready to vote. The question is, shall the Pre-Commerce Committee report Senate Bill 334 be adopted? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Many as opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. Further reports to special committee?
I have no further reports.
Senator Fertitta.
President, may we revert to introduction again?
Without objection, you have the floor.
President, Senator Paletta brought to my attention that there is a distinguished Sankey's resident, longtime Alaskan in the gallery, Mrs. Rob Wilson.
Further introduction of guests. Reports of special committees.
A pre-conference committee report dated May 17. Here, Mr. President, the conference committee with powers of pre-conference, which has had Senate Bill Number 731, GO bonds for $7 million capital improvements to parks and recreation areas, and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 731 rules, GO bonds for $5,985,000 capital improvements to parks and recreation areas under consideration, recommends that a free conference committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 731 bonds in the amount of $6,660,000 for capital improvement to parks and recreation areas and outdoor recreational, open, and historic properties projects be adopted. Signing for the Senate are Senator Rader, Chairman, and Senator Poland. House members signing, Representative Smith, Chairman, Representative Duncan, Representative Hirschberger. There is also a letter of intent attached with it.
Senator Poland. Senator Poland moves the adoption of the Pre-Commerce Committee report. I assume you're also moving that the letter of intent be placed in the journal as well. Senator Poland, you have the floor.
There weren't too many areas of major difference in this, and the Pre-Commerce Committee went over it, and wherever there was a doubt that a project was ready to go, it was either reduced or cut out. And the main problem was handling the two municipal items, Eagle Crest and Fairview Park. We removed those from the itemized list, and the letter of intent explained put them in under the item that's listed. Funds from municipal government, and our letter of intent shows that these are to be considered priority items. But in as much as we do not know what other municipal items will be coming up, we couldn't say they're the first two priority items, but we do ask that the department take into consideration all the money, particularly in the case of Eagle Crest, where the municipality itself has already put in $600,000. If there are any further questions, I'd be glad to try and answer them. Otherwise, I would ask the unanimous consent.
Senator Poland moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Free Commerce Committee report and that the letter of intent be placed in the journal. Is there objection? Without objection, the Free Commerce Committee report is adopted. Further reports of special committees. brings us to unfinished business. I understand that the House is still in caucus, so the Budget Pre-Commerce Committee cannot meet yet. Is that correct, Senator Ray? Do you know whether the House is still in caucus?
Yeah.
We had, before we went over the reports of the outstanding free commerce committees, and I'd like to go over there, those again. Senator Tillian is chairman of the Free Commerce Committee on Zoning and State Parks and will not be back tomorrow. Senate Bill 296, the Integrated Bar Act, that Free Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow. Senate Bill 302, possession of weapons by convicts, that's been adopted. Senate Bill 334 has been adopted. Senate Bill 564, jail bonds for school facilities. Senator Willis or Senator Sackett, do you know where the House has acted on that bill yet? Senate Bill 569, workman's compensation. Senator Willis, you're chairman of that committee. What is the status of the pre-conference committee?
1:30 today, hopefully that's
winding up. Senate Bill 579, coverage former elected state official. Senator Ray, you're chairman of that committee.
Yes, sir.
Has there been a meeting of the committee yet?
No, sir.
Is there a meeting scheduled?
No,
sir. Senate Bill.
The other members are.
The other members are Senator Ferguson, Senator Miller. The House members are Representative Rudd, Parr, and Miller.
Oh, fine. We'll be right with you.
Senate Bill 580, Senator Fertilla. Deal bonds for ferries, local service roads, and trail construction.
We asked for information to the Department of Highways and gave it to us on the supplemental rather than on the bond package. I spoke to the finance chairman of the House, who's the chairman of the pre-conference committee from the House side. And I don't think we're going to have any problems. I think we're putting back in the ferry match. We may consider the capital improvements bond for highways too. They wanted to make these combinations, as Senator Ray has reflected here a little bit earlier. Out of the chambers, but everybody knows we're going to, maybe we'll go along with it.
Senate Bill 585, bonds for alcoholic treatment facility. Senator Chan.
We're trying to get together with the House members of the Free Conference Committee, hopefully upon adjournment, but if they're still in caucus, we'll try to do it early this afternoon.
Senate Bill 644, Senator Huber, license plates.
President, we got that problem all solved, except that we found out we haven't got a House counterpart. There's no committee appointed from the House.
Senate Bill 729, geo bonds, airport construction. Senator Sackett.
We have not met since last week, and the House is still working on their priorities.
Senate Bill 731, with the bonds, parks and recs, we adopted today. Senate Bill 732, bonds for water and sewage system. Senator Rader's chairman. Senator Meeland and Senator Orsini are on that committee. Has that committee met yet?
No.
Senate Bill 734, bonds, University of Alaska. Senator Kurtulin.
I have a message from the House requesting meeting. However, we thought we'd meet just as soon as we got the kids through grade school.
House Bill 154, that committee will be appointed in a moment. House Bill 211, Administration of State Tax and Revenue Laws. That committee hadn't met today.
We've been meeting night and day on that. I think we're coming rapidly to conclusion.
House Bill 272, Property Tax Senior Citizen. Senator Kurtulin.
1:30 today. I think we'll get it solved quick.
House Bill 522, Lobbying. That will be appointed in a minute. House Bill 560, Daycare Facilities. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the bill will be worked out. We're holding it now to see what's going to happen with daycare. There are some changes anticipated in the daycare statute, and we're holding the bill for submission to the body until we see what changes are made. We can bring forward at any time, though.
Senator Kurtulin, House Bill 574, medical malpractice.
Malpractice, we're meeting 4 o'clock today to hear one final white call operation by the administration.
House Bill 584, prescription drugs. Senator Meeland.
Mr. President, we originally had planned to meet at 9 o'clock this morning, but we have changed it to 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I believe I probably will finish off our work at that time.
House Bill 586, the budget. Senator Ray, that committee will meet today.
We've been thinking about meeting, but We've had so many other priority matters, inspection of the budget, and Representative Malone and myself have been meeting together as a two-man subcommittee, trying to lay out the ground rules and reviewing the amendments or revised programs that the administration has put in. We've also been in contact with certain members of the administration and discussed their priority items, some of the things that were left out of the budget purposely. On our side, at least on the Senate side, they were left out purposely because the House had already finished their work on their budget, and rather than to make the increase on our side, it should be a matter of mutual cooperation with the House to see if these administration proposals were priorities. I expect that we were supposed to meet at 1:30 today to begin our work, but as the House is in the caucus, I don't know what will come out of the caucus or what time we're going to meet. But we are ready and available, and we'll meet with you if you want.
House Bill 687, State 80, Unified Local Governments Act Committee will be appointed unfinished business. House Bill 692, Charges on Checking Accounts, Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I just received word before the session started. We have the so-called magic language down from upstairs, which I presume will satisfy Senator Collette. We may have no hope of ever satisfying Representative Uriah. We'll meet at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
House Bill 877, State Salary Schedule and Compensation of State Officers. Senator Ray?
No. We're still waiting to meet with them.
Under unfinished business, the Chair would appoint the following free conference committees for House Bill 522, the Lobbying Bill. Senator Rader, Chairman. Senator Willis, Senator Miller. House Bill 154, Assault. Senator Ziegler, Chairman. Senator Rohde, Senator Bradley. House Bill 687, State Aid to Unified Local Government. Senator Chance, Chairman. Senator Ferguson, Senator Miller. And Senate Bill 510, the State Revenue Law. Senator Rader, Chairman. Senator Ziegler, Senator Coletta. Further unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Bradley?
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate Friday through Sunday, the 21st through the 23rd of May, for purposes of attending the Republican Convention.
Senator Bradley moves and asks unanimous consent that he be excused from a call of the Senate on May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is there objection?
I object on behalf of President Ford. Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
That's a rating convention.
Is there objection? Without objection, Senator Bradley will call the Senate on those days. Senator Miller?
President, I didn't object to that or other of my colleagues who wanted to consider going to Anchorage, but if we meet the timetable that's been articulated publicly now, I would hope my Republican colleagues would decide to stay here rather than go to the convention.
Senator Orsini?
Point of inquiry, Mr. President. What public timetable is that? I don't think I've heard it.
Senator Curtillo?
President, when the Speaker of the House suggested Sunday as the time for adjournment, and certainly that is an excellent time for adjournment. No one knows whether we can make it or not, but that's...
Further special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Senator Poland?
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet this afternoon at 2 o'clock on Senate Bill 620.
Further announcement? Senator Huber?
President, State Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon to take up House Bill 698 and House Bill 756.
Senator Ray?
Finance Committee, 9-1.
Senator Curtillo?
Commerce Committee will meet at 2 today on the credit union bill and perhaps for a few moments on Senate Bill 441 having to do with regulation transportation. The free conference committee on rent subsidy for the elderly will meet at 1:30. Those members in my office. For attention, those members. I will hope that the secretary and various members of the free conference committees in which we serve would be alerted that we'll give notice to the secretaries of conference committee meetings. hopefully that everybody can give enough notice so they can or they can get out of conflicts. And speaking of University of Alaska and highways specifically, those particular conflicts, we'll just get a hold of your secretaries if we can't find you. Mr. President, there's no question.
Senator Cletta?
Yes, Mr. President, the weekly Republican luncheon will feature Kent Gossin speaking on the budget today. And also, Mr. President, one other announcement. One of our members has a birthday as a member of the minority party, Senator Orsini. Mr. President, I'd like to, I don't know if parliamentary is correct or not, but this time, do I ask to revert back to special orders to request something to be done, or can I just do it under announcement?
Just go ahead and do it under announcement.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Ray be given special privilege of the floor to sing a birthday song that he
I don't think there's any way parliamentarily we can get to that. Further announcement of committee meeting? Senator Cotilla?
We have heard the song in the hall. Senator Orsini is glowing with delight. So, President, I move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Cotilla moves and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning without objection. Here's Jay.